Hello, I'm Michael Coleman, Professor of Neuroscience at Cambridge, UK. Welcome to this video summary of the review Programmed Axon Degeneration, From Mouse to Mechanism to Medicine, by Ahmed Hoke and myself.
The story begins in 1989 with the completely unexpected and rather unusual mouse phenotype that could be the key to protecting axons in a wide variety of human neurodegenerative diseases. In these mice, axons survive and remain electrically competent 10 times longer than usual distal to a site of injury. The mice are healthy and the strain is called Wallerian degeneration slow, or WLDS for short. Both peripheral and central nervous system axons are protected. Just over 30 years later, programmed axon death, or Wallerian degeneration, is on the brink of clinical translation, with a well-characterized druggable mechanism and a known role in some rare human disorders, whose equivalent in mice can be completely rescued. Other mouse data suggest wide relevance to many human neurodegenerative conditions. The first step was to understand how the WLDS protein blocks degeneration. This led to understanding of how injured axons and many diseased axons normally die, revealing a signaling pathway that regulates axon survival. At its core are two enzymes of NAD metabolism. SARM1 is an NAD degrading enzyme that kills axons. Its negative regulator, NMNET2, synthesizes NAD and is essential for axon survival. Our review describes the studies underlying this knowledge and how it is fueling drug development, disease identification, and the prospects for therapy. Finally, we suggest what the field now needs for clinical application. There are many ways to activate programmed axon death, not just physical injury. Blocking axonal transport is one of the most obvious, as like injury, it prevents the delivery of essential proteins to distal axons. So WLDS, or removal of SARM1, also protects axons when transport is impaired, whether by genetic mutation or a toxin targeting microtubules. However, the WLDS protective mechanism tells us some proteins are more essential than others, especially in the short term, because just one genetic change can protect axons lacking all new deliveries. In 2010, we showed that WLDS substitutes for one specific axonal transport cargo that is both essential for survival and short-lived. This cargo is NMNET2, the protein axons need to block SARM1. When delivery of all proteins fails, it is the shortage of NMNET2 that limits axon survival. WLDS has the same enzyme activity as NMNET2 and is longer lived, so it can rescue them. And it's not just axonal transport impairment that disrupts axonal NMNET2. The finding that NMNET2 gene mutation aberrantly activates programmed axon death in both mice and humans is a vital step in identifying human diseases where axons die by this mechanism. The first step from mouse to mechanism was identifying the WLDS gene and protein. A chimeric protein unique to this mouse causes a gain of function of axonal NAD synthesis. Transgenic mice engineered to express WLDS were used to confirm its protective role. NMNET2 is a related normal protein that is usually the driver of NAD synthesis in axons. We showed that knocking it down kills axons and WLDS prevents this. The role of SARM1 came from Drosophila studies by the group of Mark Freeman. Indeed, most of the players in this pathway come from Drosophila work and show remarkable functional conservation between flies and mammals. Work from many groups has now pieced these molecular players together into a pathway regulating axon survival. In a healthy axon, NMNET2 generates NAD from its substrates NMN and ATP. When axonal NMNET2 is disrupted, its rapid turnover involving ubiquitination and phosphorylation leads to a fall in NAD and a rise in its substrate NMN. In 2014, we show that NMN promotes axon degeneration, and this now appears to be because NMN activates SARM1 NADase. Depletion of STATHMIN2 promotes Wallerian degeneration too, and interestingly, also occurs in ALS. Staphamin 2 shares many properties with N-Aminity 2, including a short half-life and co-localization. Activation of SARM1 NADase, combined with loss of NAD synthesis, strongly depletes axonal NAD. This may be why axons die, but a protein named axon dead, or AX for short, and calcium signaling may also be involved downstream of SARM1. The journey from mechanism to medicine starts from the human homologs of these genes, together with the large and growing databases of human genome and exome sequences. We know from mouse work that N-Aminity2 loss of function aberrantly activates programmed axon death and is pathogenic. It disrupts growth and survival of many long axons, causing lethality or polyneuropathy, depending on the degree. SARM1 gain of function is also expected to be harmful. In humans, rare biallelic N-Aminity2 loss of function is also associated with lethality and polyneuropathy, resembling corresponding mouse phenotypes. Mouse data also show that lower than normal N-Aminity2 expression makes axons vulnerable to other stressors, suggesting this and heterozygous coding alleles could be risk factors in human disease. A remarkable lifelong rescue of N-Aminity2 null lethality by removal of SARM1 shows the full protective potential of targeting programmed axon death. If this could be replicated pharmacologically, some rare disorders could be completely transformed, and many more common diseases involving programmed axon death could be alleviated. And here is what the future could look like. What we already have is a druggable pathway and animal models indicating a common mechanism in a wide range of disorders. The complete rescue of N-Aminity2 disorders in mice suggests the effects of a Wallerian-blocking drug in corresponding human disorders could be profound. If successful, this would also confirm its efficacy in humans. In other disorders, the pathway is implicated in animal models, but as we know, all models are wrong, but some are useful. In other words, there is no doubt about the relevance of programmed axon death to disease, but to know for sure which human diseases these include, we must have data from humans, not just from models. Knowledge of the pathway now enables us to get this by genetic association or by identifying molecular markers that directly reveal pathway activation. In future then, drugs already known to be effective in humans could be repurposed for human diseases known to involve the mechanism, suggesting a good likelihood of success. From an unexpected and unexplained mouse phenotype, Wallerian degeneration research has come a long way in 30 years. The next 30 could be even more exciting.
Thank you for listening. I hope you're inspired to read the review. Please leave comments and questions after the blog, and we'll get back to you.